Praise God, dear brothers and sisters. You know, today we want to see from the Word of God how some people in the Scriptures, you know, they receive the Word of God, they receive the call of Jesus in their life, but they refuse to obey the call, and how they chase the wrong things in their life and messed up their lives. And sometimes we as young people can be like that. God is calling every single man and woman to come to Him. Jesus says in John chapter 6 verse 44, no one comes to me unless the Father who sent them draws them. The Lord is waiting for every single man and woman. And as a young man and woman, God is calling us to answer this call. And if we also, like these people I'm going to show you, portrayed their life to you, if we reject the call of Jesus, we can end up in the same situation these men and women also ended up. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, I want to take you through very quickly the life of Jonah. You know, I like Jonah very, very much for many reasons. You know, Jonah has only 4 chapters in the Bible. It is so easy to read it. It is so easy to finish at least one book in the Bible. I like Jonah because, you know, Jonah today portray a life where we come to church, we may go through novenas, we may say the rosary, we may pray, and yet say no to God. And Jonah is that. That's why today modern theologians call Jonah a prophet who ran away from God. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, a prophet called by God is now not answering the word of God, not saying yes to God. He is running away from God. What a tragedy, isn't it? What a tragedy when God is inviting us, God is opening His arms to us, and we are rejecting that call over and over and over and again. Look at Jonah. In Jonah chapter 1 verse 1 and 2, the word of God says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. You see, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. God called Jonah. My dear brothers and sisters, God is calling you. God is interested in your life. God is calling you. And that's why the word of God says in John chapter 3 verse 16, God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. Whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. My dear brothers and sisters, nobody will die for you. I'm telling you, your girlfriend will not die for you. Your boyfriend will not die for you. No one will die for you. There is only one person who will die for you, and His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Because He loves you. No man has greater love than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends, says the word of God. Jesus has given His life so that we can experience the fullness of life, the abundant of life. And just as God called Jonah, God is calling every one of you. So in Jonah chapter 1 verse 2, see what the Lord is telling Jonah. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come before me. See the word the Lord is saying, go. You see, the word go in the New Testament, in the Bible, is a very powerful word. It is not the word we use today in normal English. You go there, you go here. No, 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 no. When God says go, it means this beautiful word, go. You are commissioned. Go, you are commissioned. It's like a commission. It's like a commandment. God is saying, go. So go is very important. Brothers and sisters, this is what God told Jonah. Go to Nineveh and preach. Go. But you see, Jonah, you know, did not move. In chapter 1 verse 3 it says, but Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went abroad and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. When God called Jonah, there are only 2 responses, right? Only 2 responses. Either you can say yes to the Lord or you can say no to the Lord. You can turn your back away from the Lord. Jonah decided not to say yes to God because God was telling Jonah, go. God is calling him, and God gave him a ministry. God gave him a commission. God gave him a work to do, to go and preach to Nineveh. But Jonah decided to run away from the Lord. How sad when God calls a man and a woman, you run away from the Lord. And dear brothers and sisters, this is a lesson for us also, because God is calling us. And if you run away from the Lord, we will also face the same consequences Jonah faced. And you know, I'm going to share with you Jonah's story, and you'll be amazed the consequences that Jonah faced because he refused to obey the voice of the Lord. And the word of God says here, Jonah ran away from the Lord. And you, sometimes we young people will run away from the Lord. We can tell, oh, my time has not come. Why should I experience God so young? There is much more to life, you know. Let me enjoy life. We don't realize that life comes from Jesus. He is the source of the living. Jesus said, I come and give you life in its abundance. Jesus also said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What does it profit a man? And this is the time, brothers and sisters, God is calling you. You know what, Jonah? He ran away from the Lord. And he went to a place called Tarshish. You know, if you see an old biblical map, you'll be amazed where Tarshish is. You know, God was calling Jonah to a place called Nineveh. Let's put it to my right, Nineveh. You know what Jonah did? He got into a boat and he went to a place called Tarshish. Exactly in the opposite direction. Exactly in the opposite direction. My dear brothers and sisters, what is sin? What is sin? Sin is going in the opposite direction from which God is calling you. If God is calling you to this right, you are going to the left. That is sin. And if you go that way, you run away from God, you will face the consequences of sin. You will face the consequences of sin. You can't blame God for it. You're not answering the call of God. You're running away from the Lord. You're going in his opposite direction. You know, many people today, you know, it's so strange, isn't it? Because we come for retreats, we make conventions, we go for seminars, and yet we can be running away from the Lord. Many people I know, they will run away from the Lord, get into the boat, and they're going in the opposite direction. But we can sing lovely songs, right? In our church, in our prayer meeting, in our conferences, in our retreat centers, we can sing lovely songs. We can get into the boat, go in the wrong direction, and sing, I surrender all. We are in the wrong path. No use singing, I surrender all. It's not going to work. Jonah went exactly in the opposite direction. You see, when you go the way you want to go, when you don't go the way God wants you to go, the Bible says Jonah paid his own fare. You pay for it. You pay a price. You pay for your ticket because you are going on your own way. You are going in the opposite direction. And it says he started to flee from the Lord. What a terrible situation. Very first chapter, Jonah, God is calling. He's commissioning him, giving him a mission. He's fleeing away from the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, what is the lesson for us? Be very careful. You know, brothers and sisters, God is after you. God is after your heart. He is after your life. He made you. He created you in his image and likeness. You're the voice of the Lord. The Lord is calling you. Don't be like Jonah. Don't be like Jonah. Go towards the Lord. Go towards Nineveh. God is calling you so that you will experience peace, joy, happiness, and the fullness of life in the kingdom of God. God is calling each one of you. In Jonah chapter 1 verse 4. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea. Such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. You see, Jonah, because he disobeyed God, because he rejected the voice of God, because he went towards Tarshish, you know what the Lord did? The Lord brought a great wind. Another translation says, the Lord brought a great storm into his life. Sisters and brothers, sometimes we wonder, why do I get problems? Why do I get difficulties? Why I get a crisis? We don't realize storms, crisis, difficulties, crisis in relationships, crisis in jobs or marriage or illness, because we are going the wrong way. We are going the wrong way. If you only heed to the voice of the Lord and go the way towards Nineveh, towards the kingdom of God, our life, our life, there will be a drive, there will be a purpose, there will be a meaning for all that God is calling us to. But we reject God, we go the wrong way, we take this route to Tarshish, and then we wonder, Lord, why is this happening to me? Why this crisis to me? Why am I losing my job? Why am I not getting a job? You are on the wrong path. The Lord is sending you a storm. Remember one thing. When God sent a storm for Jonah, it was only for one reason: to remind Jonah to turn away, to take another route, to make a U-turn and to go back to Nineveh. That's why God brought a storm, telling Jonah, Jonah, turn back now. Go back to Nineveh. I can save your life. I can save your life. So wherever you are, brothers and sisters, wherever, in whatever situation you are, God is calling you. All you have to do is to turn now. Stop. Please stop where you are. Don't continue to go the way you're going. Stop. Make a U-turn and move towards God. Move towards God. That is what God is calling us to do. That's why verse 5, Jonah chapter 1 verse 5. All the sailors were afraid. Each cried out to his own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below the deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. You see, sometimes when you disobey the Lord, you know, everything will go against you. Of course, he was in a ship. There were other people. There were sailors. They were afraid of what? Storm. Normally, the sailors are not afraid of storms, you know, because they are very used to a storm. But then the storm must have been so great, so terrible, even they were afraid. And they were wondering, why is this storm? First time we are experiencing such a great storm. And you know what they thought? That means what has happened is they started to throw the cargo into the sea. Why? Why did they throw the cargo into the sea? It only shows the ship was sinking. The boat was sinking. So they threw the cargo into the sea. It can lighten the ship. Brothers and sisters, what is your cargo? What are you carrying in your life? If you unburden yourself, throw the cargo into the sea, throw your sin into the sea, throw anything, your weaknesses into the sea, throw your habits into the sea, you know, any addiction into the sea, so that you will become lighter. God wants you to lighten. But look at Jonah, they threw all the cargo into the sea, thinking they will lighten the boat. And you know, my friend Jonah, Jonah went to the deck below, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. Amazing, isn't it? Some people are like that, isn't it? Everything is going against them, but they don't care. They don't care. They still continue to live the way they live. Jonah went and slept nicely there. All the sailors are perturbed. All the sailors are disturbed. They are afraid, except Jonah, this joker. Sleeping nicely, enjoying his sleep. I don't know how he slept. In verse 7, then the sailors said to each other, come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity. They cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah. So when the sailors have to decide, they realize there is something wrong. The storm they have never experienced in their life. They said, there is something wrong in our boat. Somebody is responsible for this storm. And so what they did, the sailors, they cast lots, you know, they made lots and they said, let us cast lot and see where the lot will fall. And they did this lot to see who is responsible for this crisis, for this storm, for this calamity. And imagine on who the lot fell. The lot fell on Jonah, the culprit who is causing the storm, who is causing the drowning of this boat. It fell on Jonah. And in verse 9, you know, they told Jonah, you know, then they had a dialogue with Jonah and said, from where are you? Where do you come from? Where is your place? From where did you come? And Jonah told them, I'm running away from the Lord. See, Jonah knew he was running away from God. Everybody knows where you're going. We know when we get involved in sin. We know it. Don't say, I don't know it. We know it. Jonah knew he was the one who was responsible for the storm, He knew it. And then the sailor decided to offload Jonah into the sea. They said, Jonah himself said, can you throw him into the sea? Because once you throw me into the sea, the storm will come. Look at that. The storm, and they threw Jonah into the sea, and what happened, you know, the storm calmed. Because the problem was not with the sailors, the problem with this one guy. His name is Jonah. This one guy, running away from God. Be careful where you are going. And sometimes I feel, you know, brothers and sisters, many of us are running away from God. Running away from God. All are just running away from God. For most people, Jonah is their patron saint, you know. Yeah, running away from God, running away from God. What is important for each one of us is, you know, through Jonah, the water calmed, the storm calmed. But Jonah didn't learn his lesson. He said, no, don't worry, God. Some of us don't learn a lesson, isn't it? We are thick-skinned people, right? Thick-skinned. We want a greater storm to hit us. And look what Jonah prayed in Jonah chapter 1, verse 9. Jonah answered, I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. And verse 10, sailors knew Jonah was running away from God. You see, this is what Jonah's response. He's saying, I am a Hebrew, I worship God. He sometimes, you know, you see, our religion has not penetrated our lifestyle. That's why Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a way of life. Why? Because Christianity must penetrate your life. It must change your life. It must change your relationships. It must change your marriage. It must change your career. St. Paul said, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. New creation. It means all goes away. All things become new. And that is important in our life. Not enough just to sit and pray, right? Not enough. Just to go to church, go to a prayer meeting, go for a novena, pray the rosary at night. Not enough, brothers and sisters. Not enough. Jonah was like that. I'm Hebrew. I worship the Lord. But he's running away from God. Don't fall into the trap. In Jonah chapter 1 verse 11, it says, the sea was becoming rough. What does it mean? When you keep running away from the Lord, when you disobey the Lord, when you reject the Lord, it is not going to be easy for your life. It is going to become worse. Worse. You are jumping from the frying pan to the fire. Yeah. It is not going to become easy. The crisis is going to become more. The storm is going to become rougher and rougher. It is not going to be easy. So, that's what happened to Jonah. The sea was becoming rough. And verse 12 says, Jonah, he's saying this. He's telling the sailors, pick me up and throw me into the sea and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault and that the great storm has come upon you. He knew that. It is his problem. He was running away from the Lord. He was disobeyed to the voice of the Lord. He didn't answer the call of the Lord. And he knew it. He knew it. And he deliberately disobeyed the voice of the Lord. And then it says here in verse 15, then they took Jonah, threw him overboard, and the raging sea became calm. Amazing. He was the problem. Sometimes we say, no, he is the black sheep in the family. Uh-huh. And some families don't have only one, they have more than one, isn't it? Yeah, more than one. So what is this problem? The black sheep running away from God, not coming to God. Still in his old ways. So they took Jonah, threw him overboard, and the raging sea became calm. And now comes verse 17. Beautiful action of the Lord. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. You know, I'm so amazed at the heart of God. God is so amazing. Even though Jonah refused to heed to the call of God, God still is trying to win him. Brothers and sisters, God will never give up on you. Amen. Say hallelujah. God will never give up on you. Your friends will give up on you. Your boyfriend, girlfriend will give up on you. Your parents may give up on you. Your colleagues may give up on you. God will never give up on you. Because he sent his son Jesus to die for you. He will never give up on you. So look at Jonah. God never gave up on Jonah. Even though of his disobedience, even though he continued to run away from God, the Lord provided. Look at that. I like the word provided. The Lord made sure he was safe. Nobody can survive in a raging storm, in a raging sea. Nobody, even a national swimmer, Olympic swimmer, he'll die. So God said, poor fellow, I will still protect this guy. I will still protect this guy because God is always longing for you. The word of God says God wants everyone, everywhere to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. That is God. He wants every single young man, young woman to come to the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ. So he will come after you. Who? Jesus. Amen. That good shepherd. He will provide a way of escape for you. And he provided a way of escape for Jonah. Hallelujah. And the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. God made a way of escape. A huge fish, a whale, swallowed Jonah. At least Jonah is safe. I don't know how good it was inside, but at least safe. Huh? And then the word of God says, Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. 3 days and, imagine, brothers and sisters, 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, a huge fish. I don't think it was very comfortable. I don't know how messy it was inside. I don't know how stinky it was inside. But what to do? You chose the path. It's never easy, right? When you go away from God, it's always going to be messy. It's always going to be stinky. A huge fish swallowed Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. 3 days. And three nights. In other words, Jonah made a closed retreat in the belly of the fish. 3 days, three nights. And when you make a retreat, 3 days, three nights, conversion came. Light came. Light. That's why in this lockdown, when we are all, most of us are grounded, nothing much we can do. This is a time to rebuild your life, rebuild your spiritual life. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Only movies, this Netflix, that flix. It'll fix you one day. For good. Make sure, this is the time to rebuild your life. Rebuild your life, your relationship with the Lord, Jesus Christ. Make this within yourself a silent retreat. Read the word of God. Pray every morning. Pray every morning. Read the word of God. Let the word of God speak to you every day. And then, chapter 2, verse 1 now. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God. You see? Psalm 14, verse 1 says, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You know that? A fool. When you're in a crisis, even an atheist will say, God, if you are there, help me. In a crisis. And Jonah is in a crisis. He prayed. He prayed from the belly of the fish. He prayed to God. This is what he prayed. Look at his prayer. In Jonah chapter 2 verse 2. In my distress, I called to the Lord. He answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help. And you listened to my cry. In his distress, Jonah called to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is also important. This is the grace of God, right? That in your distress, you will call on the Lord. In your trouble, you'll call on the Lord. In a crisis, you'll call on the Lord. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, call upon the Lord in the day of trouble and he will deliver you. Hallelujah. Wow, fantastic. Call now. But you, Lord, my God, brought life up from the pit. God picked him up. He was in the muck, in a pit. But God pulled him out from all his wickedness, all his evil, all his sinfulness. And then chapter 2 verse 7 says, then my life was ebbing away. I remembered you, O Lord. What is ebbing away? Fading away, wasting away. Don't waste your youth. Hello. Chapter 2 verse 10. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah unto dry land. Dry land. Amazing, no? God commanded the fish to go to the dry land. That means what? I want to tell you, amazing. Even the fish obeyed God. Amen. Obeyed God. the fish also made the U-turn. Amazing, isn't it? The fish also made this U-turn and headed to Nineveh, and it vomited Jonah on the shores of Nineveh. So Jonah made this U-turn, this repentance in his heart, came to Nineveh, and then see what happens. I close with this verse now. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah second time. Hallelujah. God will always give us a second chance. He'll always give us many chances, not only second chance. Because he's interested in your life. He has a mission for you. He has a call on your life. And he told Jonah again in chapter 3 verse 2. Go to the great city of Nineveh. Proclaim to it the message I give you. Go and proclaim. And this time, praise God. In verse 3, Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord. Went to Nineveh. Hallelujah. What an amazing story. Jonah realized he has to obey the Lord. Disobedience is too costly. It has its own consequences. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is inviting all of you to come to him. Come to him. Don't go to Tarshish, the world, the worldliness. Go to Nineveh, the kingdom of God, where you will experience righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And then you will experience Jesus as the Lord of your life, and you will experience Jesus as the Savior of the world. God bless you. Thank you.